things that Bill said yesterday, and we talked to him on a conference call, and he said that it's not just Devin who's played well this year, it's you guys as a team.
Right.
How soon does that kind of come together, you know, learning to play together's defense?
You know, I think it's always a growing thing. You know, we're still working each and every day to try to fine-tune some of the things that we're doing out there, continue to try to grow together as a group, as a defense, and as an overall team. And the more we can do that, the better we can get each week at fine-tuning the little details of what we're trying to do, the longer it's going to take us, and the better we'll be. So
much of a challenge is it when guys keep going down, and even though the whole next man up thing is good, how hard is that to really put into practice when the next man up is changing?
I don't think it's necessarily too hard. I think it's just, you know, as repetitive as this is, you know, we pride ourselves around here and everybody understanding what we're trying to do defensively or collectively. And like I said, it's next man up mentality. You know, the next guy's got to step in, and there's got to be no slack, nothing like that to bring us backwards. So we're continually working together. We rotate guys always throughout the week in practice. So I'm trying to get to know each other, work together collectively as a group. And this way, when those situations do come up, you're familiar with the guys that you're playing with.
How much does your experience as a corner, both of you, both you and Devin, help when you're talking about playing safety?
I think it helps a lot. You know, you understand what receivers are trying to do to the corners on the outside, and then, you know, how they're trying to get separation and create space and things like that. Obviously, they're two totally different positions, you know, playing corner and safety. Safety, I think, has a little bit more communication things going on, dealing with the linebackers in the front and as far as run fits and things like that. So it adds a little dynamic as far as that goes. But I think being a person that has played both positions, it definitely can help out when understanding when you need to cover a receiver and the things that he's trying to do to get open against you.
How hard is it to play against Ben Roethlisberger in the sense that a play, let's say a play is 100%, the play can be 90% over, but he's more dangerous than the final 10%?
Yeah, definitely, and that's the main thing. I mean, you see a lot of times you think it's a sack, and this guy's shrugging guys off that are 300-plus pounds, and next thing you know, he's scrambling around and throwing the ball downfield. So I think we need to understand that. We're going to have to, you know, obviously there's going to be some extended plays just because that's his ability and those are the things that he creates. We need to be in tight coverage and be ready to defend those things when they do happen.
Trade deadline deals don't happen all that much in the NFL, but last year this team made a trade. This year, is it seen by the rest of the team as a positive that the team makes aggressive efforts in the middle of the season to really boost an area that there might be a concern?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess you'd have to ask Coach Belichick and those guys about that. I don't really get into too much thinking about the trades and things like that. I'm just here trying to focus on Pittsburgh this week, trying to focus on the guys that are in this locker room and get better each and every week. So guys that are here, guys that might come in or might leave, it is what it is. It's the National Football League, and that's the business part of it. But, you know, I don't really think too much into it.
But following that up, though, as a locker room and as players, don't you feel good that the organization supports you and tries to give you weapons to be in the right place at the right time so that the team
can succeed? Yeah, of course. I mean, our staff does a great job of putting guys out there that can compete and play at a high level. And, you know, everybody on this team can do that, and we all have faith in each other. So we're out there collectively trying to get something done as a group, and we're all working towards the same goal.